Blog Talk Radio.
Episode of Tehillah Worship. I hope that you are ready to enjoy a time of meditation, intercession, Bible study, drawing into His presence, and enjoying the glory of the Lord this evening, or whenever you are listening to it. This is your host, Pastor Pastooks, and we are just going right into it. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Father God, we glorify you and we honor you. We set our hearts, Lord God, towards heaven, our focuses towards your throne on this evening. We pray that, Lord Jesus, that you pour into us, O God, that we may go forth through this week and pour out unto your people, become servants of men and women, God, even as unto thee. God, we pray for those that have served out throughout this day and throughout this past week. God, I pray for you, Lord God, that you would, Lord God, intercede on their behalf, God, that you would come into their situations and their circumstances, meet their needs, O Heavenly Father, and overflow, Lord God, them with your glory, overshadow them, O Heavenly Father, with your presence, O God. Give them peace that passes all understanding, God. Give them mercy overflowing in the name of Jesus. Love on them even now, O Lord God. I pray this prayer to the right now, God, a need of a touch, Lord God, a need of a fresh wind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a need for your glorious, glorious presence. God, we pray that you be magnified on this evening, God. We pray that you be glorified on this evening, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you, Lord God, your majesty, God, will show forth itself, God, in these lives on this evening, God, on this day, throughout this week, Heavenly Father, the balance of this month, oh God, and the rest of this year. Father, we pray, God, that you would speak destiny into the lives of these people, Lord God. God, configure purpose, oh Heavenly Father, like never before. Work things out for good, for our good, and for your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Speak into these men and women, God, that they may breathe, Lord God, and speak unto those, Lord God, whom you have sent to, in the name of Jesus. Activate and ignite some things, oh God, like never before, Heavenly Father. And we praise you for it. We bless you for it in your mighty, your master's name. Oh God, now we pray, God, that you meet us in our time meditation, God. This time, oh Heavenly Father, drawing nigh into your presence, oh God. We pray, God, that you would meet us, oh Heavenly Father, in our bed chambers, oh God, in the intimate places, oh God, as we settle ourselves down, oh Heavenly Father, from the busyness of the day, oh God, Lord God, in the serene calmness of your presence. And we thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would speak. God, that you would speak. God, touch our, temper our hearts and our thoughts. Focus, Lord God, everything in our, Lord God, our very cells, Lord God, the very blood coursing through our veins, Lord God, that we may focus on you, God, on this. Heavenly, Heavenly Father, the very workings of these biological entities and every organic structure in our body, God, that they would be focused on you, illuminate in the name of Jesus, and touch these your people, and we praise you and bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello, good evening. Oh, wow, amen. Okay. As usual, something happens with this blog talk. But I am back, amen, I am back. And clearly the devil is trying to keep me from bringing you this word of encouragement. But amen, his glory has covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. This is Tehillah Worship. And amen, no monkey can stop this show. No devil can stop this show. We are going to go forth in Jesus' name. Amen. So I know I got really excited into that music too. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of caught up a little bit there to the Christian artists that compose these instrumental songs. Oh my goodness. They really, really touch the hem of his garment and just kind of get in his presence. And they do that thing. And I just bless God for this kind of music. Somebody asked me today, what do I do to relax? And my answer to them was just simply to lay down and listen to some music. And I didn't go into any detail. But this music here is a great way to relax, just to meditate on the Lord and his word, and just to seek his presence and seek his face, and can get caught up in these kind of intimate engagements with the Holy Spirit. But amen, we are back. We are back. We are back. This is your host, Pastor Hooks, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and I want to give you this brief word of encouragement on tonight. And we are in 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, starting at verse 8 through 23, verses 8 through 23. 2 Kings 6, starting at verse 8. But I want to ask you this question while you even turn into that, and maybe you can go to this other passage of scripture quickly, because I want to ask you, what does Exodus 20 and 3 read? What does Exodus 20 and 3 read? And I will give you some time to find it, to think about it, to shout it out if you got excited and you know it already. Yeah, I hear you. Amen. That's right. That's right. The Bible says in Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Now, let's think of that scripture in the context of a war, of religious war specifically. When one nation that has a particular faith fights another nation of a particular faith, even though sometimes there are some reasons that are released or decreed that these wars are about. But have you ever thought that those wars are also fought because the God of one nation, or the God that that nation represents, is trying to take over the other nation that represents another God? The warfare that you fight, the battles that you fight, are because a God is trying to be a God above the God that you serve. Have you ever thought of that? Yeah, which is now where we are in Exodus. I'm sorry, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8. And it reads, and the king of Syria warred against Israel, and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such a place shall be my camp. And the men of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. There's a few things that I want to talk about, but I need to stop there and just give you this first quick point. I want to ask you, where is God? Where is God? Whose side is God on? Whose side is God on? I hope your answer is, God is on my side. Because that's what we're looking at here. That's what I want us to look at here. understanding, acknowledging, appreciating the fact that God is on your side. And when God is on your side, he will tell you the plans of your enemy. I love this. I love this, which is, again, another reason why this practice of just meditating and sitting quietly in his presence and prayer and intercession is one of the best ways. Just having our spirits and our hearts to hear his voice is one of the best ways that God can communicate the plans of our enemy. You know that the enemy is trying to kill your children. The enemy is trying to take your life, to put sickness and disease. The enemy is trying to rob you of your money, of your wealth, of your mind, of your thoughts and healthy emotions, and even the healthy identity that you possess of your own self. The enemy is trying to destroy that. And being the king of Syria, trying to execute, not come to bad. It troubled him. It made him angry. And what did he do? The Bible, he said, find this prophet that I may fetch him, that I may get him. Verse 13 says, and he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither, and there is a great host. A night passed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God risen early on forth, behold, a whole compassion with Darius. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, how enemy shows up. The person or the thing, the entity, the environment that opposes you and opposes your gifting shows up, and your heart's first cry is, what's going to happen to me? How is this going to turn out? Is this going to work? And I love God. I love God because it is his will to show himself. And so the Bible says, verse 17, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. I love this because the next thing God is saying is that you are not alone. And in fact, God will be there before the enemy gets there. Told this brother this word that God gave me to tell him, and I don't even remember the whole and the entirety of it, but basically it was that when the man of God that I was talking to got to his destination, God would have already spoken to the person that he was to speak to, so that the thing that he was seeking for, the man would already have it waiting for him to get there. How many of y'all know that God is on your side? You are not alone, and that he will be there even before the enemy gets there. I mean, the first point is he already knows the plans of the enemy, and he's already communicated. And then he'll be in the place where the enemy's going even before the enemy gets there. And he sends his heavenly host to be in a position to fight your battles, which then tells me that God is not calling you to be stronger. He is calling you to be stronger. What does that say? Where do we get that from? Verse 18 says, and when they came down, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. Now, when they wanted to kill him, but Elisha was by himself. And so the prayer was not to take this enemy and destroy him, but the prayer was to take the power of God and the wisdom of this prophet and position this army to no longer be your enemy, but to be your ally. Can you be wiser when the enemy is stronger? Can you be smarter when the enemy has greater strength, seemingly greater strength? Because then, in causing them and praying that they become blind, Elisha positions himself to be strategy in the midst of their confusion. And in being strategy and in being wisdom and in being swift and smart and cunning of thought, he causes it to become an ally and no longer enemy. Because the end of the matter is, the Bible says that Syria did not come back to take over Israel, to war with Israel. Whose side is God on? I'm here to tell you, he's on your side. As long as you have no gods before you, Let him be strong. You be wise. You be smart. Be swift of thought, even slow to speak, quick to pray. And know that you are not alone. Know that he will tell you the plans of your enemies. And if God be for you, Romans 8:31 says, who can be against you? God on your side.
Lift your hands and say, thank God he's on my side. I want you to give Brother B.B. Winers in the choir hand, everybody.
And long nights leave. Sometimes you may be talked about.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes you may be misunderstood.
Yes.
But realize that Jesus was talking
about. Oh, yes.
He was misunderstood. And the promise that we have, that he'll never leave.
Thank you, Jesus.
Never forsake.
Thank you.
He said his own mouth. He said he'd walk with me.
Said he'd come with me.
He told me that I'm his own.
He's on my side.
So my side. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I declare about it.
I'm glad
that he's on your side.
Amen. I bless you for joining me on this evening's episode of Tehillah Worship. I pray you all have a blessed week, an awesome week, a prosperous week, and a week potentially filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Again, thank you for joining. I will be back here next week. The Lord wills it to be so, and I hope to be able to continue to bring awesome music and a great opportunity, blessed opportunity. Get in the presence of the Lord, to get in the Word, and to fellowship one with another. Tell somebody about the Hebrew worship. Don't enjoy this all by yourself. Amen. Also, I encourage you, I invite you to find me on Facebook, LFC Grace Teaching Center, LFC Grace Teaching Center. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Pastor Hooks, Joffrey Hooks on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. And I'm going to try to keep it as much as I should, but I'm going to keep it more. God bless you. Enjoy this blessed week. Take care.